Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Sean. How are you?
What a beautiful day in central Victoria.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. What cold weather did we have?
You're going to have all your dogs out today, aren't you?
Yep, they're going to all want to run and play in this sunshine. They love the change of weather.
You're going to have a very busy day and a relaxing day tomorrow, because the weather's not going to be so good tomorrow, I think.
Yes, I've heard it on the grapevine. You're true.
Now, you've heard from Baz in Harcourt, and this is one you've probably heard before, but a bit unusual. He's got a dog. He's also got a rabbit, which may not be a great combination, and his dog keeps chasing his rabbit. What's going to happen in this situation, Joe?
Well, it's really interesting. And first, we don't know what the dog's breed is. So there's rabbit chasers and there's rabbit chasers. So the breed will have a lot to do with it, and especially if it's a hunting dog, they'll have a genetic component to really want to chase this rabbit and have some fun with them. Other breeds will also chase rabbits because in their mind it's something furry and fun and moves quickly and is unpredictable, and that's a game that dogs love to play. So firstly, what we want to work out, and we have to be careful because rabbits don't tend to have really great hearts and they can spook very easy, and we've got to be really careful. Whatever we do, we just dial it right back for the rabbit. Firstly, what I would say is, first we want to teach our dog to be calm around the rabbit. So I would have a whole bunch of treats that my dog loves. I would have my dog on lead, and I would have somebody in the lounge room holding the rabbit and giving the rabbit a cuddle while I just wait for my dog to look at the rabbit and then look at me and treat. Look at the dog, look at the rabbit, look at me and treat. And so I would do this for 5 minutes, and then I would remove the rabbit and I would reward any calm behaviour. So if the dog goes into a down or the dog starts to get bored with the rabbit and is just looking at me, those are the kinds of things that I'm going to reward. Now, when we are outside, I'm going to do that exercise outside, and I'm going to do it for a while and until I see that the dog no longer cares less about what the rabbit's doing or where the rabbit is. I want to see the body of my dog nice and what we call loosey-goosey, so nothing stiff, nothing tense, no obsessed focus on the rabbit. I want the dog to be focused on me, but I also don't want to put a lot of energy and excitement into the mix, because often what will happen, it's like popping a cork on a champagne bottle. Too much excitement and too much intensity can cause the dog to develop an obsessive compulsion with the rabbit. So we just want to calm behaviour. What we're actually teaching our dog is when the rabbit is present, we are calm. And then from there, I would slowly let them sniff one another. So I would hold the rabbit. If my dog goes to lunge forward or try to, too intensely, then we take a step back and the dog misses out on the introduction. And if they were to do that calmly over the next month, I reckon we'd start to see that the rabbit was as boring as other things that dogs don't like.
Well, we should say also, Joe, is if the dog's a greyhound, Baz could make some money here. I'd be calling Racing Victoria. Is that right?
They might develop a track all of their own.
Absolutely. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again very soon.
See you, mate. Have a good day.